Brewers had a fantastic week, by the way, Gabe. I saw they won 6 of their last 8, just absolutely rolling right now. However, yeah, however,
it was a good week. In terms of wins and losses.
Correct. But they lost a lot as well, didn't they? So we mentioned the 2 losses to the Cardinals this past weekend. They also have lost an awful lot of players. Is this the time of year when you can actually sustain that type of loss? Look, we said last week when you weren't on the show, when we had Sophia Minert here from Bally Sports Wisconsin, maybe the Brewers were best situated to lose a starter like Freddie Peralta because they had that 6th starter kind of waiting in the wings. That's not something that a lot of teams can brag about. But then the injuries have started to extend to other areas on the team, and now it starts to feel like, okay, can they withstand this stretch right now and then be healthy again later in the season when it will actually matter?
I would think so, just because, again, the division isn't, they've got a 4-game lead right now, and through 50 games, I mean, they're sitting in a really good spot. Really good spot where you can, hopefully Brandon Woodruff does come back after just a short stint on the 15-day DL. I mean, missing Hunter Renfroe has said, hey, I anticipate being ready to go after the 10-day IL. I'll be ready to go. Willy Adames, he's working his way back from an ankle injury, so hopefully he comes back. But the heart and soul of this team is the pitching. So with no Freddie Peralta for the foreseeable future, hopefully Woodruff isn't there very long, but because they have some depth there pitching, and you know you still have Corbin Burns taking his turn every 5 days, you feel a little bit better, especially with the bullpen. Now, if the bullpen starts getting injured as well, you start to get a little bit more nervous. But they're certainly in a good spot. Now, you can't have any more injuries, but I think they're in a pretty good spot.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though, because obviously they are clearly taking advantage of playing in probably the worst division in all of baseball. Real, real bad. Does that concern you then when they have to take on teams from other divisions where maybe then they don't have, I don't want to call it experience, that doesn't seem to translate specifically in this sport, but you're beating up on the teams that are really, really bad. When you take on a team that's a closer contender to you, is there any concern that they won't be able to hang? They haven't been battle-tested, weather-tested.
I just don't think that's a thing as much in baseball, just because it's so, the season's so long, and the postseason is just so dramatically different than what you see during the regular season. Like, for example, so the Brewers just swept a doubleheader yesterday. They have 2 more games against Chicago. Then they've got 4 here at home in Milwaukee against San Diego, who's having a tremendous start to their season without one of their best players, as Fernando Tatis Jr. continues to be out. But those 4 games in early June aren't going to really tell me anything if these teams end up matching up in the postseason in early October. Like, yeah, you just try to survive. You try to split it if you can, depending upon how the pitching is going to line up. But, I mean, every series you just go out there, it's more or less you feel like you're just trying to survive. You know, okay, win a couple of games, win 2 out of 3, win 2 out of 4, move on to the next series type of thing. So you're just trying to keep the ship afloat and not go on a big losing streak despite the injuries.
So I was actually at AmFam this weekend. Brewers will be back there, like you said, after they wrap up this very long road stand.